Yorkton, Yorkton photographer, Shannon Erickson, will be holding a macro photography workshop on February 11 at the Godfrey Dean Art Gallery. Erickson is currently set up at the GDAG under a self-directed residency. Self-directed residency is really just, I drive the vision, I drive the creative process. There's not a mentorship, there's not a direction given to me, said Erickson, adding, I take my creative ideas and implement them, said Erickson in an interview with Yorkton this week. This isn't Erickson's first foray at a Yorkton art gallery. Last year she had an exhibit with the Community Partners Gallery at the Yorkton Public Library where she showcased her macro photography. It kind of came through my involvement in the other shows. I am a member of the GDAG, and so through discussion with Jeff, the GDAG's director, this opportunity came about as a way for them to support emerging artists, said Erickson, adding, I'm very thankful for the opportunity to be able to use the space in this way. With macro photography focused on the small things that often go overlooked, Erickson tasked herself with building two terrariums for the project in order to bring the outside inside. What's beautiful about this is I was able to create terrariums that incorporate a variety of colors, textures and heights to be able to create an environment that would be conducive to macro photography. Between the two terrariums, Erickson estimates there are over 30 different species of plants and said her inspiration for the project came by way of photography walks she would take on Ravine Ecological Preserve. I found I was drawn to the lichen and the moss, said Erickson, adding, I think my vision as a photographer is finding beauty in the ordinary. Moss and lichen is something that's most likely overlooked. Most people don't pay attention to it unless they're really passionate about botany. I just find there's so much detail, so much texture, so many different colors, said Erickson. My initial idea was to create a terrarium incorporating different moss and lichen which could be called a mossarium, said Erickson with a laugh. As I was developing the project, the idea to also create a terrarium that would be more arid, incorporating succulents and cactuses, it creates kind of two contrasting environments, but also equally unique in their own way. Erickson said that the project helped her to become more acquainted with botany. She researched different plants online, but the deciding factor for which plants she would eventually choose came down to going into stores and seeing which plants she was drawn to. I haven't really had a green thumb. I didn't start this project because I had a love for plants. I started this project because I have a love for photography, said Erickson with a laugh. It's amazing the lengths that you'll go to pursue your passions, but at the same time my love for plants has definitely grown. The symbolism behind growing, when you're cultivating and nurturing and caring for something you begin to care more deeply, so this has just been really exciting to see how it's grown, how it's developed. This started out of nothing. I sourced these plants and they've come together in such an interesting display. I did title this self-residency, Grow, as an artist I'm growing, and I really do find with macro photography there is an element of contemplation, kind of taking the time just to stop and observe the details around you and being able to see. I really see a lot of symbolism through this journey and through the images, so it's kind of interesting as I go through this process. I look forward to seeing the culmination at the end. Though the exhibition isn't yet open to the public, Erickson, who works a full-time job, spends her Saturdays as well as some evenings and noon hours at the GDAG honing her craft. I do work full-time, so I really have to be strategic, said Erickson. Sometimes I'll come on my lunch break. Even half an hour of taking photos is a nice way to step away from the day-to-day and do what I love. I am here on Saturdays during working hours so people can come and see. But the big thing is we are hosting a macro photography workshop on February 11th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Ideally people can bring their digital SLR camera and learn more about my practice and how macro photography works, said Erickson, noting an open house will take place from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. People wishing to participate in the two-hour-long workshop can contact the GDAG for more information. As part of the workshop they will have the opportunity to print one of their photos, said Erickson. This is incredibly exciting, first of all to know that there's people who appreciate my photography and that they believe in me to give me this opportunity to grow and become more established as a local artist, said Erickson, noting, she's created a Facebook page entitled Shannon Erickson Photography for those interested in a preview of her work. On my Facebook page I'm sharing a little bit of the behind the scenes of what's going on. When it comes to choosing photos to upload, Erickson said it can be a struggle. The hard part is honestly picking my favorites, because if you do take quite a few photos, just make sure you tell the right story. That to me is important. It's not just snapping a picture.